He's introduced activities. DART has enlisted volunteers to offer all kinds of classes you rarely see in a jail.
Are we going to put a little rosemary?
Italian chef Bruno Abate gives cooking lessons.
I'm not here just to make food. I'm here to change the way you think. So don't come back in this place anymore.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for John Williams. Last week, Steve Cochran had Sheriff Tom DART on his show, and I highly recommend that you go to WGNradio.com and listen to that, because I love the sheriff. The reason being, he works on solutions. He's all about solutions, and one of the things that he's working on is getting inmates a skill, and they have a chef's class in there, which, of course, you just heard from 60 Minutes. And the sheriff was talking about that last week. And I'm like, I got to get the chef in because I know it. And he's here right now, Chef Bruno Abate. It's good to see you.
Ciao. Good to see you, too.
Go ahead and plug your restaurant on Milwaukee.
Well, yeah, my restaurant is Toco in 1266 North Milwaukee Avenue.
Okay, you've been a chef in Chicago forever. Toco's been there for a very long time.
Yeah, I was the pioneer on Fulton Market, too, with the Fulton.
Oh, yeah, Fulton Market.
Yeah, 2001, and now it's exploding, you know, so it's crazy.
How do you get involved with the sheriff? Does he call you up? You call him?
Well, no, I started 7 years ago, and I was on in a juvenile jail in St. Charles. So that's where I started the Recipe for Change. I mean, it was not Recipe for Change before, but that's where I started, you know, this mission to help people in jail. So then I went to five and a half years ago, I went to the Cook County Jail.
Okay.
And then I met the sheriff, and he's just a wonderful person.
He loves you, man. He was talking you up on Cochran's show last week.
I love him, too. He's about, like, you know, solution, make other people life better, and change the system, you know, in the Cook County Jail. It's a really...
Well, what happens? You go there, do you go there every day, a few times a week?
Yeah, I go every day. Yeah.
Every day you go to the jail?
Yeah, Monday to Friday.
Okay.
And then I have to work too, so in the daytime. And
well, what's the kitchen look like? What are you working with?
Oh, the kitchen is beautiful.
The jail?
Oh, it's one of the most beautiful, innovative kitchen. Yeah, yeah. We have a professional pizza oven, gelato machine, espresso machine. One of the most beautiful kitchen. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a school. So we're teaching people. Yeah.
How many inmates are you teaching on a daily basis?
About around 40, 48.
Yeah. Okay.
We have different classes. We have culinary classes.
Okay.
And then we have the art painting. And soon we're going to open a music studio. So we record in music and write music inside the jail, yeah. So that's amazing, yeah. You found so many talent, you don't believe it.
Well, how does this come to you? Do you say to yourself one day, I want to help out these people that have been arrested?
I never been in jail or prison in my life.
Okay.
I have no relation with that in my family, but it just came one night, yeah, 3:30 in the morning, my life changed. I got a call from God.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Now, does God call your home phone or your mobile phone? How does that work?
It was a call. I really, you know, I don't understand where it came from. Maybe there was a satellite or something.
So you wake up in the middle of the night and you come up with this idea.
Middle of the night, and a lot of strange things happen, and it's going to be a documentary about all this. So
really?
In the future, yeah. And everything was very, very strange. So, and that... That's been 7 years now.
Chef Bruno Abate in the studio with us. What do you call the classes at the Cook County Jail? Are they called Recipe for Change?
Well, yeah. The organization is a Recipe for Change. We are 501c3.
Okay.
And so everybody can go online and see recipeforchangeproject.org. And you can see everything we do. We teach 200 people every year. And so far, only one got back in jail, so, you know, we've been reducing recidivism. I learned the words. It takes me 2 years. recidivism.
So let me get this straight. How many people have gone through your program?
Over 200.
Over 200, and one has returned to jail.
Yeah, so far that we have.
So you feel like this is working.
It is working. Well, you know, when you give it back the self-esteem to people,
sure.
You give it back the trust, you give it back the dignity, that's what people need. So,
well, you're giving them a skill that they can go into the real world.
And then the skill.
Right.
So these are, you know, are the tools to make this inmates or ex-inmates
right.
go back to society
sure.
and be a good citizen.
So do they get a certificate saying, hey, I passed this cooking class, and they can go get a job once they get out?
They get a certificate. They have a sanitation certificate. Everybody do class. So really, that was me.
Okay.
It's a very important, and also, you know, one thing we reach now that when they go to the court, you know, they get every day the man in our program.
Right. So the court sees that they're trying to become a better person, they get out of jail.
They take it out from the sentence.
Well, one of the things that the sheriff talked about is people are waiting for their court date, and they're in jail usually longer than they would have a sentence.
Yeah, we have
just to get a court date. Yeah,
we have people there for nothing. It's you know, everybody thinks, you know, people that go to jail or prison, they are criminal. They are not.
Right.
I mean, you know, these are people they born in a different place.
Okay.
And they don't have parents or bad situation.
Sure.
So
broken home.
And that's what happened. I mean, this morning I have interviewed like about 20 guys, and most of the guys, they are there for driving with no drive license. And they may be going to wait for 6 months where they don't have a good lawyer or money
right.
to pay the bond, a $200, $300 bond. And people waiting there for 6 months.
So they're nonviolent criminals that are taking your classes.
No, they're not violent. Okay. And not violent. But, you know, the bad things that I want to talk about is how much money we spend. You think about it. It's $147 a day for one person to keep it there.
Wow.
So the taxpayer pays so much money for nothing. But not only that, we generate more mental illness.
Sure.
We create more problem with these people.
Right.
When they get out, they don't know what to do. They have a criminal record. And, you know, this have to stop. I mean, we really need to stop this cycle. Otherwise, you know, now in America, we have 80 million people with a criminal record. It's going to go up and up. And these are all people that it's impossible to find a job at one point.
Well, that's one of the things that Sheriff Dart talked about last week on Steve Cochran's show, and he talked about that on 60 Minutes, where I saw you on national TV and I spit out my dinner. But these guys, these men and women, need a purpose. Now, are you teaching women to cook too?
Yeah, we're going to start in a couple of weeks. We're going to start the woman division. So I'm taking over like 40 women. And I'm very excited. Well, you know, I never approached the woman in prison. So I always been, you know, with the men and kids. So this is a new adventure, and we need to building a new kitchen. So I'm telling everybody, if you like to donate anything.
So these are all donations
all
to get the new kitchen.
Yes, okay. All donation. There is no, it's all private money. If you like to donate, go to recipeforchangeproject.org,
okay.
And you can donate and help us to make our community better.
So when you have these 48 people in your class every day, and they're all making a pizza, let's say, where does that go? Do they sell it somewhere?
Well, we have if you see my let's call pizzeria, where is a pizzeria?
Yep.
I mean, we now we've been selling 600 to 700 pizza a week to our inmates. We have an internship. So there is 8 people. They come on a program. They do an internship to learn how to make pizza, to learn how the teamwork, to learn the ingredient. And, you know, and they get
God,
the
look
skill.
At you, man.
I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah.
And how long have you lived in the United States?
Right now, it's been like about 16 years. So
16
I'm
years.
I'm an immigrant. Yeah, I hope the new president doesn't kick me out. Well, I don't learn English.
I mean, I can still understand you.
Okay, that's
and
good.
I've been to Toco a few times on Milwaukee.
<Thank you>.
Yes. But you're doing good work.
Yeah, the world, it looks like it doesn't get better, so we have to take, you know, our responsibility. And if everyone do a little bit every day, we can make it better.
Good for you. You're a good man. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time.
It's good to see you too. You're my
Lebanese cousin.
Lebanese cousin.
Yes.
I want to say something about the pizza. Why a lot of people think is, you know, we give a pizza to the inmates. Mm-hmm. No, it's not a taxpayer money. Mm-hmm. The inmates pay for the home pizza. This is money they get from family. And the good things about selling pizza, a lot of people say, you know, there was an article say, oh, now the inmates get pizza delivered in the cell, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The fact that we can sell pizza and give the opportunity to the inmates to buy what they want with their own money, it's a really important thing.
It's very powerful for them.
It's like a dignity. Mm-hmm. You know, I say, hey, with my money, I don't have to buy the garbage they sell, you know, the commissary. They sell all garbage. It's bad for them. So they spend money to get sick. We give you pizza. The pizza costs $5 to $7. The ingredient come from Italy, the flour, the mozzarella, everything is perfect. So we give you fresh vegetable, all those kind of things there, and they really love it. So it's really, you know, and the money that went, if we have a profit, it goes back to the program. And
so
to
you
help,
reinvest it.
Yeah,
okay.
and to help more program in the Cook County Jail. So why not?
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. I mean, you know, so more program like this. And yeah.
What is the website where people can donate and check it out?
Yeah, it's called recipeforchangeproject.org.
And you could stop by Bruno's restaurant, Tuco, at Milwaukee near Ashland. It's good.
Yes, and I'm not here to advertise in my restaurant, but I care a lot about this, and
I know you care a lot about it.
Every morning, it's so beautiful, to help other people and see, and we're gonna help the kids. But that's how we stop the criminality. You know,
that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in, Bruno. It's good
Thank
to see you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. God bless you and God bless everybody. And please, recipeforchangeproject.org.
All right. It's 720 WGN.